In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hey friends, this is Liz McQuiston. Merry Christmas! Today is Wednesday, December 16th. Wow, we are getting close to Christmas Day. And, you know, I was thinking that there can be a myriad of emotions about that right now. I mean, yeah, perhaps you're feeling excited and enjoying your sparkling Christmas tree. Or maybe there's some sadness and fatigue. So wherever we're at right now, my prayer is that in these next few minutes together, we can simply come. As my brother James likes to say, come as you are. Come as you are. And I just love that because to be with Jesus, we don't need to pretty ourselves up or finish our to-do lists, although I can be guilty of feeling like that. Rather, God graciously invites you and me to bring to Him what is true about us right now, whatever that is, whether it's longing for someone or something, whether it's disappointment or celebration. And I really appreciate that about the Advent season in particular, actually, for I've grown to realize that this time, this Advent season of preparation as we wait for the Lord's coming, God is actually inviting me to step away from the fray, from the chaos, and to simply be with Him. The one who came in love to Bethlehem. I love that line. That's from a poem by Malcolm Gweet. He came with love to Bethlehem. You know, Advent for me, honestly, full confession, I didn't think much about it or really even get it for a number of years. I mean, my experience was kind of like Kevin's growing up, the one he described back on the first podcast of Advent. I was just cracking up as he described this large felt board with figures of Mary and Joseph and the donkey, and that his job as a young boy was to move the donkey an inch closer to the stable each day, and that was it. That was Advent. And my childhood experience was, you know, pretty similar. I mean, I've always loved Christmas, but this different season of Advent was really not a whole lot more than, you know, opening my chocolate calendar, which was fun. But in recent years, I've just been discovering that there is so much more to it, right? And so, I'd like to begin our time of prayer today with a few lyrics from my all-time favorite carol, O Holy Night, followed by just a simple quiet moment. And may these words invite you into His presence. O Holy Night, the stars were brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. Let all within us praise His holy name. I love that. The soul felt its worth. Father, I am so grateful to be in your presence. I pause to refocus my heart and my mind on you today. Help me to slow down. I come to you right now, Lord, with what is true about me right now. I need you. Thank you, Emmanuel, God with us. Our scripture for today is Psalm 126, which is a new psalm for me. I read it for the first time, I think, not too long ago. And it's actually an apt psalm for Advent, as in six short verses, it expresses both remembrance and anticipation. In this psalm, the nation of Israel is singing and rejoicing because they can now return home to their beloved Jerusalem after being in captivity for many, many years. They were exiled. But in the second stanza of this psalm, they're also expressing sorrow and longing. So let's take a look at this in the NLT version. Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back his exile to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams in the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. The first stanza is filled with so much joy and laughter. I mean, it's palpable. The writer of the psalm recalls this almost dreamlike state when the Israelites could finally return to their beloved homeland. They knew it was God's doing. I love that. They knew it was God who had moved the hearts of the Persian emperors to let them return home. They said, "What amazing things you have done for us, God." Even the other nations were saying that about them. Their joy was so great, it was the thrill of hope, to quote our carol from earlier. And their joy was heightened, probably because they had experienced such tremendous loss during their exile. So much pain. Does my heart good to remember you, Lord? Does my heart good to savor the many gifts you have given me? And to reflect on who you are? Lord, I recall one of your many attributes right now, God, and I praise you for it. Whether it's mercy, power, wisdom, or love. Lord, I want to focus now on the specific moments of joy, just like the Israelites, those specific moments of joy that you have given me in my life. Lord, I remember going to the Cliff House restaurant in San Francisco with my dad. He lives on the East Coast, and we don't get to see each other as often as we'd like, but on that sunny Thursday afternoon, we lingered over delicious crab salads and buttery popovers while we watched the sparkling ocean waves below us, when all of a sudden, a huge pod of dolphins appeared, leaping and swimming It was almost as if they were celebrating the joyful day with us. This is your heart towards me, God. These joyful moments are tiny expressions of your intense love for me, for every single person. Thank you, God, for these good memories. For memory itself is a gift from you. The fact that I can even recall this, this is so good for me to remember you, who you are, and what you've done. And I'm not even talking about salvation yet, Lord. Thank you. And yet, this joyful memory is actually also a sad one for me right now, as I can't see my dad this Christmas due to COVID. I long to be able to just hang out with him, to show him how we fixed up the garage. It actually looks pretty good. To hear him say, "Hey, that's pretty cool, Liz." And perhaps this is just similar in a very small way to how some of you are feeling, or even how the Israelites were feeling in the second part of our psalm today. They were still experiencing sorrow and loss, yet they also declared their trust and hope in Him. Let's look at this again, Psalm 26, the second stanza. "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, as streams in the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest." See, they were asking God to fully restore their kingdom, for not all the exiles had been able to come home yet. Their beautiful city of Jerusalem was still most likely in terrible ruins. They were planting in tears. And so, Father, thank you that I can unpack in your presence anything painful right now. What hard things do I need to give over to you or just share with you? Jesus, please come into this moment and heal my inner being. Lord, I also pray for anyone experiencing grief or depression right now. I think of one friend or family member who is finding life particularly difficult right now. I pray for them now. Be with them, O Jesus, as only you can. O Prince of Peace, be their peace. As this psalm declares, Lord, the tears will produce shouts of joy in the end. And that's incredible. How do I know this is true? Lord, thank you that I can believe this is true, because when I gaze at you, I remember your goodness in the past. I see your grace right now. And I believe that you will come again with justice in the future. I know that you will come again, Lord. Lord, thank you that it was your own tears that led to the greatest joy ever known. This is probably the biggest reason I have hope today, Lord. That your brutal suffering led to victory over despair and death and darkness. As Tim Keller says, you drank the cup of sorrow so that we could drink the cup of joy with you now and also in eternity. Lord, I want to declare that again. Jesus, you drank the cup of sorrow so that we could drink the cup of joy with you now and in eternity. You will restore our joy, Lord. You will come again in glory. And you are with us now, Emmanuel, God with us. You do not forget us. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in this powerful name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.